Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 19th day of October, Anno Domini 2019, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
I'm Michael Oden.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick up your shoes, don't get the blues. Pretty soon it'll be the news, but first, let us particularly thank Michael Oden,
yeah.
who has usurped Dave Enright, taken his place. And is ably on the board today.
That's right.
And Dennis Worster, who ousted Steve Ray.
That's right. He knows what he did.
He knows what he did, and he's not. I don't think he's contrite.
No. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's all right. Well, we like him a little bit anyway. So we're the team today.
That's right.
And you know, every week I say you lucky people, but this week you're particularly lucky. Because you have the opportunity to be a member of the Jazz 90.1, and in particular, the Soundbites families.
That's right.
Because we are in the middle of a pledge drive. That's right. We are pledging, and we need your help. We'd like to raise, at a minimum, and this is going to sound ridiculous, $2,000.
Okay.
In the next 2 hours. And we can do that.
Yeah.
Because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And I have faith in our listeners.
That's right.
I know that they will step up to the phones and call. Now, you can do this in one of two ways. You can talk to the lovely Linda, who is waiting to receive your calls at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415.
But what if you're just not ready to talk on the phone yet?
And I don't know why you wouldn't want to talk to Linda, but assuming you don't, you can, in fact, pledge securely online
okay. And
never speak to a single human being, and you do that at jazz901.org. Click the Donate Now link and scroll down till you see all the Soundbites stuff. There's all kinds of cool things. There's a thumb drive. Then you can pledge at any level you want, you know, anywhere from...
Wait. So there are rewards for being a member?
There are rewards. Michael, if you'll hand me one of the sheets there, we'll talk about a little bit about a couple of those things.
So it's not just the good feeling that you get for supporting Soundbites and supporting Jazz 90.1.
That's the important part.
There's more to it than that.
Yes. That's the important part. But beyond that,
yes.
Depending on what level you're at, so starting at, say, the $50 level, you can get either the Soundbites mouse pad,
okay,
which is very cool and works extremely well, I can say.
With both optical mice and the old school rollerball mice, if
and
you want to go retro.
And old school mice, that's exactly right.
Nice.
Or you can get the Soundbites 2 GB thumb drive.
Okay.
And just think, you'll be the envy of everyone you know when you whip out the Soundbites thumb drive.
That's right. And it's very convenient to have one of those these days.
You should always be carrying a thumb drive. Now, if you pledge at the $90.10 level, get it? 90, 10, 9.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
There it is.
If you pledge at the $90.10 level, you have a choice. Well, first, you get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card.
Okay.
And that gives you deals at about, I want to say, in the order of a million places.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Somewhere near that, give or take, you
more
know, an order of magnitude.
Right.
But it's just an amazing number of places. Half off, 2-for-1 deals, 50, 60, 40, whatever percent off.
So these are all companies that also appreciate Jazz 90.1.
They love Jazz 90.1. And what we do, my wife and I often play roulette, you know, kind of a roulette game with
yes.
it. You know, it's like, where do you want to go tonight? I don't know. We've never
spin
been to such and so. And it's, you know, 2-for-1 deal. So how can we go wrong, possibly?
And right. If you got the app, it's even easier.
And if you got the app, it's even easier.
Okay.
But at the $90.10 level and above, you get the member card. And you can then pick either the Jazz 90.1 white or blue zippered, white and blue zippered tote bag, or the baseball cap or the ceramic mug.
Nice.
At the $120 level.
Okay.
The hey, nice shirt level.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You get the Jazz 90.1. You get two, in fact. Two. Count them, two.
Not one.
Enhanced member cards.
Two member cards. Okay.
So that you and your significant or even insignificant other
That's
don't
right.
have to fight over them. Who gets to take it out today.
Sure.
Or
give it as a gift to someone you love.
Or as a gift to someone you love. And you get the white Soundbite short sleeve t-shirt.
Oh.
At the $150 level.
Now, that's kind of exclusive, right? That t-shirt, it's not.
That is an only.
This is one of the only ways to get that, right?
This is the only way to get that.
Oh, so it's very exclusive. So this is it.
It's very exclusive.
If you want a Soundbites t-shirt.
This is where you get it.
This is the way you do it.
This is the place.
Okay. Don't ask us to do it some other way.
No.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
And once it's gone, it's gone. It's not, you know, it's not everybody that has those. And at the $150 level, you get the two member cards and the white short sleeve t-shirt. And the baseball cap.
Wow.
Or you can get the tote bag and the Soundbites mouse pad, but you still get the two enhanced member cards.
Okay, so you get some choices there.
And you get, and as you go up, it gets even better. The big one, of course, at the $200 level, you get the two enhanced membership cards.
Right.
Plus the Soundbites laptop tablet bag.
Oh, very interesting.
And that's
now we
let
would
me
only
tell you,
need,
that's cool.
To reach our goal, we would only need 10 people at that level.
We only
that's
need 10
it.
People at that level. And the phone has not been ringing. We need you
it
people
will.
To pick up the phone and call. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This just in, ladies and gentlemen, from our folks at... it doesn't say we can thank this...
Someone has made a wonderful donation. We're determining if they've allowed us to thank them personally.
Right.
But
I do want to thank...
Even if we can't.
Right. It's Charles.
Ah.
So thank you, Charles, for your generous donation. We appreciate it. Welcome to the Soundbites family. We're very pleased to have you here.
Now, I imagine Charles is a hell of a guy. I bet he's one of those people that always returns his library books on time.
I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that he is well beloved by men and women across the nation,
mm-hmm.
and he's just become even more charming and lovely. So thank you, Charles, for your generous donation. And let me thank the people who called in during the week,
sure,
who pledged online securely at jazz901.org.
Right.
That was Larry and Joseph and Edward and Linda and Richard and Harvey and Neil and Rodney and Gary and Barbara and Paul and Fred and Jim and Kevin and Brent and Susan and Larry and Stephen and Frank and Betty and Daniel and Stephen and Chester and Gordon and John
He's
and two
blue.
Different Davids.
Amazing.
Two
God bless
entirely different ones.
Two different Davids.
Two different Davids. God bless each and every one of you. We appreciate all of you, including individually each David. And we thank Charles today. And you can join them. It's so easy to do. Pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, just before we get to the news,
okay,
let me point out two things. First, the phones aren't ringing.
They will. They will.
Help us.
Yep. We're gonna. The dam's about to burst.
It is about to burst.
I can tell. Feel the calls are coming.
They're coming. But let me also point out that all of those names I just read, except for Charles, who did this today, those are people who listen to the podcast.
Okay.
So all of you, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who listen to the podcast. We
know you and we love you.
We know and love each and every one of you, but we would also love it if you would pick up that phone or get online and make the pledge. Many of you are out of the country. You can pledge directly online at jazz901.org. You can call toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And it is your dollars that keep this show on the air. Look, we talked about this last week. I am no longer in the newspaper.
Yeah,
I used to do a column. I did a column since 1996 in the paper. They've just decided they can't afford any of the freelancers anymore, so we're all gone. That sort of thing is the reality these days, and I'm facing it. and I would hate to face it here. We need to stay on the air. We need to keep this show alive. This is where you get your computer knowledge and answers and mm-hmm. fun.
And we're happy to do it.
And we're happy to do it, but we need you to keep us on the air. And you do that by, you know, I face this. This is a reality for me now. I know that you can get kicked out anytime. So please pick up the phone, make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299.
Linda will be very nice to you.
She's a sweetheart. 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Now, even if you're donating from outside the greater Rochester, New York area,
yes,
we'll still send you those.
Yeah, you'll still get all those things. The only thing we don't send out...
Probably the cards, I'm guessing?
No. Those
all
get sent out.
Oh, good.
The only thing we don't send out is the laptop, the tablet bag, the Soundbites tablet bag. You have to pick that up.
Okay.
So, but everything else, we'll shoot that wherever you want us to shoot it. That's not a problem.
Anywhere on the planet.
There are, I don't know if you knew this, but there are companies who actually specialize in taking your packages and delivering them to other people.
Really? How long have they been doing this?
That's amazing.
You know, a niche, somebody's going to find it and fill it.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable. All right. Listen, here's the deal. You make the call. I'll read the news.
Okay.
That's fair. Don't you think that's fair?
Yeah. And I'll just crack wise.
You crack wise.
That's what I do.
That's why we love you here. Okay. Google has had their Google I.O., or maybe it's their Made by Google event on Tuesday. Lots of evolutionary stuff. Nothing particularly revolutionary. Well, except for Project Soli and Motion Sense. And they're putting the Google Assistant in everything. It looks like they've moved their Google Home and Mini under the Nest umbrella. The Nest Mini is $50, and the big new thing is that the fabric is made from 100% recycled plastic bottles. What's also cool is that you can call anyone in the world for free with Google Duo. The Nest Wi-Fi mesh network router and points are up to 2 times faster with 25% better coverage. You know, that's supposed to entice you to buy it, but what it says to me is, I bought junk before. That's just me. Of course, both the router and the points have Google Assistant built in, and they have speakers and of course, microphones. The Pixel 4 was the big announcement, of course. The big thing there was Project Soli, which powers Motion Sense. Project Soli is actually a teeny tiny radar system set into the top bezel of the phone. It enables gesture control of the phone so you can do stuff without ever touching it or speaking. Lots of mystical hand waving, of course. What I like is it'll put the phone into low power mode if you walk away from it.
Okay.
And then repower it up again when you come back to it.
Okay, so that would help you with battery life.
Yeah, except that I don't know anybody who walks more than a foot away from their phone ever.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's basically welded to your pocket or to your
But it's a nice idea.
Hand.
The OLED screen gets an A+ rating. Not sure from whom, but it does. and of course, it's Google, so the colors are just black, clearly white, and oh, so orange. It's available through every major U.S. carrier now.
Okay.
So that's nice. Of course, the big deal was made about the new cameras. It seems our cell phones are mostly about pictures now.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the Professor Mark Lavoie from Google Research is clearly an astrophotography nerd. So the new camera does amazing astrophotography.
Ah, so usually stuff where you have to leave a shutter open for a long time to capture a lot of light.
And well, in order to do that, he had to improve night sight.
Sure.
He also had to improve portrait mode because you've got near and far and all that stuff. My favorite part was I'm looking at this astrophotography thing and he's going, and then we had the shutter open for 4 minutes for this picture. I said, no, you did not. And then he redeemed himself. He said, now, of course, stars move in four minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
You have to have it on a motorized gimbal of some kind, right?
He said, so we compensate for that.
Oh.
What?
So they play it back and then layer everything.
Not only that, he said, all of that happens in the camera. So if you're in the middle of nowhere with no connectivity, it still works.
Wow.
Which just goes to show how much processing power is in that machine.
Yeah. Well, we're commonly seeing phones with more processing power than the computers that you would sit in front of.
That's exactly right.
And it's interesting. It's almost to the point where we used to say the miniaturization of technology. You know, it would go from mainframes that took up an entire floor of an office building down to just a single room, and it was a wonderful achievement. And then it would go down to just a single desk, And that was another achievement. And then it went down to, you know, something, a box would sit on your desk, and then a laptop that you could carry with you in a briefcase, or, you know, a compact portable, a giant suitcase size thing. You know, now we're down to things that, that literally live on your wrist, and phones that you can carry around in your pocket.
On my wrist is more computing power than we took to the moon.
Right. It's true.
That's fascinating.
But what's amazing to me is now we are seeing the performance of those small things starting to eclipse all the other things. So used to be, if you had more space, you could build a tower PC that would outperform laptop right. PCs. And you could build a laptop that outperform a phone or a tablet. And now we're seeing that the processing power in the smaller devices is outpacing what's in the larger ones.
And at a faster rate. And a part of that is the speed of electricity.
Right.
If you put everything closer together, the electricity doesn't have to move as far, mm-hmm. and it gets there sooner than if you have a wider sure. space on your board.
Well, Seymour Cray was always into that, yeah. right? So he was optimizing the paths for the electricity so it would right. show up at the next spot yeah, right. at just the right time.
Right. And, of course, they touted privacy. Everybody touts privacy nowadays. All kinds of stuff, including natural language processing, and because of this power that's now in these chips, all happens on the Pixel 4.
Okay.
So most of what you ask Google to do,
sure.
it's doing internally to the phone now.
I see.
So you get that's less stuff goes to Google. And it has that Titan chip for security, which does all kinds of stuff. And the big thing now is that you can... Here's the cute thing. You can say to Google Assistant, how do you keep my data safe? And it will tell you.
It will give you an answer.
It will give you an answer, right. And they talked a little bit about Stadia, which is their online gaming system. They also talked about the Pixel Buds, which are their new wireless earbuds.
Right.
They didn't really demonstrate it, but they did say it would translate languages on the fly into your ear.
And they didn't call it Babelfish.
And they didn't call it the
Come
Babelfish.
Come on, guys.
I know. They also show... Here's the other thing. They also... This is kind of the power that these things have. They also showed off a new recording app. You know, you turn on the recorder, you set it on the desk, and you record a meeting.
Sure.
It transcribes in real time.
Wow.
All on the phone.
I'd love to see that.
It's unbelievable. And because it does data transcription, you can then search the transcription.
Right, and then pop to that part of the recording.
Right, as opposed to what did we talk about last week? I think somebody said something about...
I wonder how accurate it is.
You know what? I've been using the transcription services on Google Docs.
Yeah.
So instead of typing, particularly when the arthritis is really bad, I talk my work. And also on my phone, I talk most of my text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And it's about 99% accurate.
Right. Yeah, it's gotten a lot better at guessing context.
Right.
And trying to pick the most probable option.
Because when I tried using it 10 years ago, it was horrible.
It was
You're
horrible.
Right. 10 years ago, it really was.
And what's interesting is that your phone... Google somebody learns your voice. So as time goes on, it gets better.
Right. So if you speak with an accent,
it will learn you eventually.
Right. Or if you just live in a different part of the country than Mountain View,
right.
Where they might have developed this.
Well, there was a really interesting YouTube video that I saw last week where some company took a whole bunch of people with different accents.
Okay.
Sat them in front of Siri and Amazon and Google.
Just to see what would happen?
Just to see what would happen. Google was about 99%.
Okay.
Amazon was about 75% and Siri was about 60%.
Right.
And they did it two ways. They had people speak as clearly as they could in their accent.
Sure.
And then seriously in their accent.
Okay.
And it was kind of fun.
So you get a nice Scottish brogue in there. That would be good.
Yeah, they had that. And the guy, you know, he would go. He would talk kind of like name a Scottish person who speaks on television.
Well, Scotty from Star Trek,
right?
From,
and he speaks well. But then he did it in the real Scottish. Right. It got him.
Oh, it didn't just give the shrug emoji. Yeah, right.
And the last thing that they talked about was the Pixel Go, which is the new Chromebook.
Okay.
It's got a 13.3-inch screen. I lost after this.
Yes, I know deeply. You're a Chromebook fan. Tell deeply. Me more. So 13-inch screen.
13.3-inch screen, 12-hour battery life.
Wow.
Ultra-quiet hush keys.
Yeah, not like this.
Yeah, right. Now, 13 millimeters thin.
Okay.
2 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And it comes in just black and not pink. And it starts at $650.
Isn't just black also not pink?
No, it's not pink. It's just black.
Oh.
It's nothing else, just black. What I really like about it, I haven't touched one yet, but everybody says the top has a really nice feel.
Okay.
But the bottom is essentially ridged.
Oh, okay. So that would help with grip, like if it's on your lap.
Right. So you can grip it more easily, which is not something that, you know, how many times have you seen people fumbling their laptops?
Well, yeah. I mean, case in point, I'm pointing at my my MacBook Pro, which is all aluminum on the bottom except for a couple of plastic feet. Well, 4 plastic feet. And that sucker's slippery.
If your hands are just a little bit sweaty or you don't grab it, stop tightly. No, that was Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen.
Believe it. He was shooting a special across the hall and decided to stop in.
And now we would like to thank Jason for his very generous donation. Thank you, Jason. We are delighted and honored to welcome you to the Soundbites family.
Mm.
And I don't know why you're not joining Charles and Jason and the two Davids and everybody else. And becoming a member, it's easy enough to do.
Jason, you know, he's the guy who probably always returns his cart to the cart return at the grocery store.
He always returns his cart to the cart return, and I'm sure that the ladies and gentlemen behind the counter smile at him and think,
"That's right.
That's a nice man."
And he never writes a check.
He never writes
at the grocery store and holds up the line.
And he counts his items before he gets in a line.
That's right.
That's right. That's the
everybody
kind of
should
guy
be
Jason
more like Jason.
Is.
And when he parks straight.
That's right.
He parks in the middle. He doesn't park too close to a person to like block him in or something.
That's right. He's considerate.
That's right.
And generous. And he made that call, and you too can make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And oh, by the way, the poll is back.
All right.
We're very excited to say that. And so this week's poll is, what's your favorite new Google product? Your choices are the Pixel 4 phone, the Pixelbook Go Chromebook, the Pixel Buds earbuds, the Nest Mini, the Nest Wi-Fi router, or the Stadia game system. And of course, you could also pick other. So far, we've got that cannot be right.
What do you see?
305 votes.
Wow.
That's very exciting. That's very, very exciting.
Okay, but what's the result so
the
far?
The result so far is Pixelbook Go Chromebook.
Okay.
Which is the thing I deeply most lust after.
Did you give a price on that?
$650 to start.
Okay.
That's 8 gig of RAM and 64 gig SSD card. It'll go up to, I think, 128 gig of RAM. And
those cards are swappable yourself, right?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I know that if you look at the back, there are screws, visible screws.
Okay, so there may be an option.
It's likely an option. But don't forget, this is an announcement. We haven't even seen them physically yet.
Right.
But that's it. So, yeah, the Pixelbook Go Chromebook is at number one, followed by the Nest Wi-Fi router, the Pixel 4, the Pixel 4
exactly
phone. Cheese and crackers. And we've still got about an hour and a half to go.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Followed by others, followed by the Nest Mini, followed by the Stadia game system. And only three people were excited by the Pixel Buds earbuds. But now that you know that they will, and they're not even available till next year, but now that you know they will translate on the fly.
Right.
If you're about to go overseas, what better gift to give yourself?
To a traveler.
Yeah. And of course, you can go into the forums if you go to our website at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis, would like us to remind you. If you scroll down on the right under fascinating stuff. Oh, is that the music? I can't hear it. I could not hear it. It was not loud enough for me. I apologize. We'll talk about that when we come back with Dennis Worcester, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 30 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 36 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And when we left off, when I so rudely interrupted myself, I was just mentioning that
the forums, I think it was.
The forums, the poll is back online, and one of the choices is other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you picked other, then scroll down on the right at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. Scroll down on the right under fascinating stuff. You'll find the forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 19 October 19, Google's new toys. Actually, what is your favorite? I renamed it. What is your favorite new Google product? You can join that there. And, of course, the poll itself is online as well. At the top of the page, you'll see that there. Well, in the middle of the page, really. And I'm shocked to say there are 311 votes. I'm delighted. I mean, we, you know, the week before we had 57, and the week before that we had 76. 311 is a good number. I like that number.
It is.
I like that number a lot. Thank you. And I'm sure that each and every one of you is or is about to become a member.
It's so easy to do.
It's so easy. Tell them how easy it is.
All you have to do is give us a call, or you can go to our website at www.jazz901.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or you can even call us in the studio here. We'll happily talk with you and answer your questions, too. It's kind of our thing.
And what's that number?
Well, you can call us at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. You'll literally talk to us. It's true.
It's true.
We will
talk to dang near anybody.
That's true.
It's what we do, pretty much. It's what we do. So give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And we're happy to chat with you.
If you like our show, if you want to see us continue, we want to see us continue too, and we can do it together. We just need your help.
Yeah, like I said, I am no longer in the newspaper. The realities of our economy have struck me, and consequently, there's a reality that we're living under. Oh, excellent.
What's this?
This is
a communique.
This is a communique. Fan mail from some flounder. Thank you, Donald, very much for your generous donation. Donald has become the newest member of Jazz 90.1, and we are honored and delighted to have him as a member. And all he had to do was make the call and make the pledge. That's 585-966-JAZZ. 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Although Donald, in fact, pledged securely online at jazz901.org. It is so easy. It is so convenient. Takes less than 2 minutes of your time, assuming you're not an incredibly slow typist. And then that helps keep this show on the air. Like I was saying, I'm no longer in the paper. That's the reality these days. That's how that works. And so,
when Donald goes on road trips, he always picks the best radio stations.
And what radio station would that be?
Well, around here, naturally, it'd be jazz901.org.
That's right. And you know what, though? One of the things that Donald can do is download the Jazz901 app.
Ah, the app.
And he can stream both this station and Swingin' Blues Radio.
Okay.
Online, he can also
no
use
matter
that,
where he is,
no matter in the world.
Wow!
And he can also stream our archives.
Ah,
we keep all our archives online, and you can do that through the Jazz 90.1 app. And now Donald is one of those people who, when we are in this position where we come to you and ask you to pledge, he doesn't get annoyed.
That's right.
He can be smug.
He knows. He knows.
He's a member.
Yes. Join me, won't you? I'm Donald.
I'm Donald. You can join me. Peons, you could join me. Anyway, here's another news item while you make that call and make that pledge. Late last week, privacy advocates warned that Apple was sending iOS user data to Chinese company Tencent, an alarming development for anyone who had taken the company's privacy promises at face value. A note in iOS 13 mentioned that its Safari browser uses Tencent's safe browsing system to help fight malicious web pages.
That's not a rapper, right? Tencent?
No, that's he's about that's, 40 cents more.
Okay.
Okay. But Tencent may log IP addresses in the process. While this has been true for many months and even years, the news casts a harsh light on Apple's recent struggles with surveillance and censorship in China and the larger problems with privacy on the web. Apple's problems are based on a mostly uncontroversial iOS feature, Safari's fraudulent website warning option. The fraudulent website warning, as its name may suggest, warns users when they're about to visit a known phishing or malware site. Safari identifies these sites by cross-checking users' web traffic against an external blacklist. In the past, that's typically been Google's safe browsing program. According to an iOS notice, though, Apple is now using a blacklist from Tencent's safe browsing as well. These blacklists are great for warning users off bad sites, but they can hypothetically be used to track users. In a worst-case scenario, a browser could directly submit every link you click on to be checked against the blacklist, which would create a comprehensive log of your internet activity linked to your IP address. As far as we know, Safari isn't doing anything like that, but Apple's partnership with Tencent has still sparked fears that Tencent could be abusing the system. Tencent runs a variety of apps in China, including the WeChat messaging service and the QQ browser. And like several other Chinese companies, it censors its apps and has allegedly passed user information to the Chinese government. Apple has vehemently argued against this theory and says that Tencent and Google aren't getting lists of users' web browsing history. And they don't get lists, in fact, but they actually know where you've been because they're checking your safety.
Right. Well, yeah, you go to a website and you calculate something called a hash. It's a it's a string of numbers that represent where you are, numbers and letters. And then they use that to compare against a list of things they have.
Right.
So technically they don't see the specific URL that you're at, but they have a list of things to check
against. They have a pretty good idea where you've been.
So it's slightly obfuscated, but...
but only slightly.
Yeah.
Normally, this might be considered a minor misstep for Apple. After all, a lot of American companies work with Tencent, including Reddit, Fortnite creator Epic, among many other gaming companies worldwide. Google and Apple are both implicated in PRISM, the National Security Agency's sweeping web spy program.
The name of the program is called PRISM?
PRISM.
Oh, PRISM. Okay,
PRISM.
Not like the slammer.
Yeah, No.
Sorry.
Misheard. Like Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
So PRISM.
Got it.
This news is coming as Apple faces harsh criticism for its very real concessions to the Chinese government. The company began storing some iCloud encryption keys in China last year, despite fears that this might make them vulnerable to government seizure. More recently, it removed a mapping app that helped Hong Kong residents avoid police checkpoints amid a crackdown on pro-democracy protests. It also hid the Taiwanese flag emoji for iOS users in Hong Kong or Macau, and allegedly banned the Quartz News app from its Chinese app store over the outlet's Hong Kong protest coverage. Apple often uses privacy and security to distinguish itself from other tech companies, so its willingness to compromise in China has been a notable weak point, readily exploited by competitors like Facebook. Still trust Apple? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And just like Dave did in Canandaigua, New York. Hiya, Dave, what's up?
Well, a couple things. I just upgraded from Proton VPN to Express VPN.
Yep.
And first off, man, what a speed difference.
Yeah. That's why they call it Express.
Yeah, I guess so.
And before we go on, one of the problems that many people have with VPNs is that they slow you down significantly.
Yeah. I didn't realize how much I was slowed down. I've been using it for so long.
Yep.
My subscription ran out, and I've been reading about Express, so got to give it like a dozen thumbs up.
There you go. Thanks. Okay, go on.
There is one interesting thing. When you go into the Express application and you say, I wanted to add the add-on to Firefox.
Sure.
My AVG software is intercepting that as a phishing. Or it threw up some kind of message, and every time... ExpressVPN tries to go from the application to open the browser, it intercepts it. So I can work around it. I just thought I'd throw that out there so everybody knows.
Thank you. That's a good point. One of the things you can do in AVG, and I don't have it in my head because I don't have AVG on this system, but one of the things you can do in AVG is go in and whitelist things. So you can go into the application itself and say this Firefox plugin or ExpressVPN itself or whatever are fine. Leave them alone.
Yeah, that would take longer than I'm willing to devote to it.
But in the long run, Dave.
Well, you can go direct to Firefox and grab the add-on and put it in yourself. So
Right.
So the real reason I'm calling was I'm a member of a Yahoo group, and of course Yahoo has dropped, you know, axing the whole thing, it looks like.
Right.
And the group is actually, there's a company behind it. They would actually be willing to host the same thing. Is there like could they host something that would import all that old stuff from groups and still be pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. One of the issues, there's a couple of issues. Actually, this was my next news item. The Google Groups is shutting down, and Yahoo, which is owned by Verizon, by the way, will be deleting all the content on December 14th. So you can export all of your data from Yahoo Groups. It's a pain in the patoot because it seems that there's no... It's kind of laborious because it pretty much is one at a time for photos and files. The shutdown notice that you got does have a link to a page that provides instructions for downloading all that stuff. But if you're going to do that, by the way, do it now, because they say it can take up to 30 days for the request to finish processing and that download to become available. So tick, tick, tick.
Right. There's other groups that have already moved over to groups.io. But apparently, I read something this morning that there's some kind of a fee or some kind of thing going on.
Right.
Maybe to do the move, so they're looking for an alternative. So.
Yeah. There are many alternatives, Discord, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think any of them at this point have a Yahoo Groups import function. Yeah. I get it. I realize that, you know, you've got years of history in Yahoo Groups, and I get it.
Okay, how about one more? Can I? I've got been using POP 3 for my email on not Firefox, Thunderbird. Yeah.
Thunderbird, yeah.
So I'm thinking it would be good to move over to IMAP, but I got all these local files, and I haven't figured out any tricks other than one by one to send them back to me or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the local files are okay. Go ahead.
This is something we deal with where I work commonly. So people who have years and years of existing email on their local computer, but really want to have that be accessible to them on not only that computer, but on other devices that they might be interested in. So pushing those files back up to your IMAP area is the next thing to do. Typically, we would do that generally folder by folder, and just to keep track of the process, and we would grab them all and re-import them back up to the service, whoever that might be, that's supplying your email. Keep in mind that often those providers have a limitation about how much space you're allowed to do, but it is possible, but it is a little bit laborious, as Nick mentioned previously on other things. But it is possible to do, and it is kind of a one-time operation.
Right, because I'm using Gmail for my IMAP, so I can just drag and drop them? Okay.
You should be able to do that without a problem, particularly if they're both in Thunderbird.
Right.
Right, okay. I'll give it a try.
But as Dennis said, be aware of how much space you've got of it. You've got 15 gig, which is an awful lot, but if you've got a lot of pictures or a lot of attached files, that sort of thing, be careful of what you have, and maybe it's time to do a little culling.
True.
No, I'm brutal when it comes to cleaning house. So
okay. Good.
There's a lot there, but it's not that large a volume. So.
Good.
Right. So when you log into Gmail's website and you see your inbox, you can scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and in the left corner, there'll be a very small gray text that will say, will give you a report of how much space you're using out of your quota. So you can get that information and work from there.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks for giving us a call.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. And while we were talking to Dave, we got a pledge.
Another one?
We got another pledge. We're very excited.
How nice this is.
This is great. People are calling in. This makes me happy. I don't know if we're going to get a $2,000 today, but Larry,
stay positive. We can do it.
We can do it. Larry has joined the Soundbites family. So thank you very much, Larry. We're delighted to have you as a member of the Soundbites family. It makes us happy. You can join Larry and of course Donald and Jason and Charles and the two Davids and everybody else from during the week quite easily. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. If you do, you will talk to the lovely Linda, who's a charming individual and be happy to talk to you. If you do not want to talk to a human being, that is your prerogative, and we facilitate that by the fact that you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make that call. Make that pledge. Get us over the hump. We want to stay on the air. We want to be here. I'm scrambling to find ways to replace Ask Nick newsletter.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I've come up with a couple of things. If you go to asknick.com, you will see that the column that never ran.
Uh-huh.
Is up there.
Ooh, exclusive.
The very last column I wrote.
Print it out and keep it. You can keep it, clip it out and put it in your scrapbook with all the other columns.
Yep. Well, I said
for everybody playing at home.
You just put in your email address, I'll send it to you. So you'll have it forever.
That's right.
And Larry will have it in his new Gmail now.
That's right. Yep. And you know, the thing about Larry is when he goes to the movies, he never opens up that crinkly candy wrapper that distracts everybody from the movie.
That's right.
And he always checks to make sure that he's not sitting in front of somebody where that might not be able to see the screen.
That's right.
He just makes sure to do what he can do.
This is just the kind of person that pledges at jazz901.org.
Mm-hmm.
They're intelligent, charming, lovely people. Their teeth are whiter. They're more attractive to whichever sex they want to be more attractive to.
It's true.
And it all starts with a phone call.
It's just so easy to do.
It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, and suddenly you're a superhero. 585-966-JAZZ.
That's right.
That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Don't mess around with that messy gamma radiation or irradiated spiders.
Nope.
Or any of that nonsense. Become a superhero by picking up the phone and making the call. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
What's this?
Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we would like to thank the charming and lovely Jerome, who has also made a pledge. We are delighted and honored, Jerome, that you have joined the Soundbites family. Thank you so much for that. We are honored. And you can join Jerome and Larry and Donald and Jason and Charles. And it's real easy to do. Just make that call, make that pledge. Join the Soundbites family, the superhero team that is the Soundbites family. It's so easy to do, and it keeps us on the air. We want to stay here. We've been here for 30-plus years now, and we'd like to be here for a minimum another 30 years.
That's right. We would we've got to keep this streak alive.
We want to keep this streak alive, and the only way to do it, and this is true, the only way to do it is if you make that call and make that pledge. Remember, we don't get money from any government.
Right.
Right. We're not, you know, what they call public radio, which is actually funded by the government. We don't get national money, state money, city money, county money, local money. We don't get money.
It's just you.
We get you. That's the, you know, when we say public radio, we ain't kidding. This is where the money comes from. It's where the money goes to. And think about that. It's not just you give us money. It's you give us money and we give you music and entertainment and information and all kinds of other stuff. In return, it's a return on investment that's kind of nuts how big it is. And by the way, if you pledge at a level where you get the member card, holy moly.
You're gonna come out ahead.
You're going to come out way ahead. If you go out with any regularity, as we do, if you go out with any regularity, you are going to more than make back whatever your pledge level is.
That's
and
true.
I mean whatever your pledge level is. If you add it all up over the year, man, you're out way ahead. And where can you get that kind of return on your investment these days?
Well, think about it just this way. If you call us twice a year with a computer question and you get an answer that works for you, that's more than paid for what it would cost to have a consultant come to your home or take a look at what you've got and offer an opinion based on that. You know, you're coming out way ahead just
you're
in that alone.
Way ahead.
Plus,
even
all the jazz you can, you know, that you would love to hear is just a bonus. Plus, all these wonderful rewards.
That's exactly right. You know, they say that listening to jazz raises up your IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that if you're listening to sound bites, you're already super smart. So when you add sound bites and jazz together. Holy moly.
Yeah, look out, mister.
You'll be the smartest guy in the neighborhood.
That's
You'll be
true.
The smartest guy in two neighborhoods. And all you have to do is make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ is 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You know it's the right thing to do. You know that deep down in your heart you want to do it. Make the call. Make the pledge. Make us stay on the air.
We'll be here. We can do it. You keep pledging. We'll keep coming. We'll keep talking.
That's a deal. We'll make that deal right now. You keep pledging. We'll keep talking. It's, you know, we get people all the time who stop us on the street and say, I love your show. I love what I hear. Let me ask you a computer question.
Right.
And of course, we're always willing to answer those computer questions. Not a problem. But the reality is, if we don't get to stay on the line, on the air, we don't get to do this for you every week. So please make that call, make that pledge, and you can join David,
who is our newest member.
A third David.
Wonderful.
Got David's, if you're a David and you haven't called in,
join the club.
You're missing out. So make that call. Thank you, David, for your generous donation. We are honored to have you as the newest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Sound Bites families.
Yes. David talked to Linda, the very nice Linda.
The very lovely Linda, who's a sweetheart, and came in today, gave up a first Saturday, as did you, Dennis. Thank you very much.
No problem.
As did Michael. Thank you. To answer people's questions on the air and do all of that stuff. All right, here we go. This is the
end of the first hour.
This is the end of the first hour. We've gone through an hour of this nonsense, but don't go away. We've got a whole nother hour left to go. Holy cow, is that true? Yes, it is. We will be back in just a few minutes with Michael Oden, Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. Take a quick bio break. I know I'm gonna. But come back because we've got a whole nother hour of the longest running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here on the Truly. And you know what a great time this is to make that pledge. You won't miss a single word of us talking and it'll be perfect for you. So make that call, make that pledge, and we'll be back with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. That's Soundbites right here in the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you that we are, and I mean it, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dennis Worcester.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, you're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites. Right here on the Truly Great and Truly Grateful to You, because we can continue to be member-supported Jazz 90.1, but we can't continue to do that without your help. So give us a call and make a pledge. You can do that by talking to the lovely Linda, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And because we talked to Dave, who talked about Yahoo Groups, I'll read that news item right now. No, I won't, because I picked up the wrong sheet of paper.
All right.
Now I will.
Take two.
Take two. That's right. We'll fix it in post.
That's right.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Dennis reminded me, if you are the sort of person who's out on the road and listening...
listening to the podcast.
If you're listening to the podcast later, many people listen to it while running, but you can't get away from it because you just put us in your ears.
That's right. Run as fast as you can.
You're the gingerbread man. or you're mowing the lawn, or you're just walking the mall, or you're doing whatever it is you do.
Yep.
The good news is you're probably listening on the Jazz 90.1 app, which means you have your phone with you.
Right.
Which means you can make that pledge. In fact, you can make the pledge right through the app.
Sure, before you get back to the house.
Before you do anything else. If you look at your phone right now, in that Jazz 90.1 app, there is a donate button.
Yeah. Technology is amazing.
Yeah,
technology.
It's way better than scrolling Twitter. So
everything,
help us out.
Everything is better than scrolling Twitter. So make that call. Make that pledge. Punch that button in the app.
Not too hard.
We try not to make it difficult for you to become a member. It's easy to do, and think how good you'll feel you've done it.
Yeah, yes. You'll walk a little taller.
Walk a little taller. There'll be a spring in your step.
You'll be smiling at people that you haven't met before.
That's right. Science tells us that when we do good, the endorphins reward us.
Yeah.
And so you need to get your endorphins flowing, and the easiest way to do that is to make a pledge. While you're making that pledge, I will read a news item.
Okay.
I made that deal with you.
All right.
Let's continue. We'd like to pick up at least, originally I said I wanted $1,000 out of the day. We'd like to pick up $500 by the end of this hour. So
yeah,
please make the call and make the pledge. Okay, Yahoo Groups, as Dave told us, is shutting down after more than 18 years. And Yahoo, which is owned by Verizon, is deleting all content from the site on December 14th. Yahoo has made the decision to no longer allow users to upload content to the Yahoo Group site, the company said in a notice to users. Beginning October 28th, you won't be able to upload any more content to the site, and as of December 14th, all previously posted content on the site will be permanently removed. You have until that date to save anything you've uploaded. The notice links to one Yahoo webpage that provides instructions for downloading photos and files from groups that you belong to before the cutoff date, but the process sounds laborious, to say the least, as it requires clicking on each file or photo you want to download individually. The shutdown notice also links to a page that provides instructions for requesting a download of all your Yahoo data. This page notes that it can take up to 30 days for the request to finish processing and the download to become available. So if you want your data downloaded conveniently from Yahoo, you'd better do that today.
Yep, today's the day for that.
Yeah, Yahoo launched Groups in January 30th, 2001. In 2010, Yahoo said there were 115 million Yahoo Groups users and 10 million groups. Yahoo also boasted then that it had contracts with about 100 carriers and handset makers around the world to pre-install Yahoo apps on mobile devices. Obviously, Yahoo Groups lost prominence as social networks soared, and the Yahoo businesses in general declined throughout the 2010s. Verizon bought Yahoo's operating businesses for $4.48 billion in June of 2017, forming a new subsidiary called Oath, O-A-T-H, Oath, that includes both Yahoo and AOL. Oath, which is now called Verizon Media, failed to compete effectively against Google and Facebook in the advertising market, and Verizon has responded by repeatedly cutting the division's budget and staff. Are you using Yahoo Groups? Be like Dave. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415.
So tell me about this. You were mentioning Google announcements earlier from their Google. Yeah. Was it Google I.O. that was this week?
Google I.O., so, although they kept saying hashtag made by Google, so who knows if they're renaming it or...
And they're using the Nest brand name on things that are not thermostats and smoke detectors anymore. They've branched out.
All the home devices are now under Nest.
Okay, so that's the brand that they're using for that. And now they're doing, was it mesh networking?
Oh, yes. What used to be called Google Wi-Fi and is now Nest Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Is essentially Google Home Minis with routers and access points in them.
Okay.
So the new ones that they've just announced that will be available shortly, the router and all of the hubs or access points or whatever you want to call them are all also Google Home devices.
Okay.
So they have speakers and they have microphones and you can talk to them and you can give them all names or numbers or whatever you want to do. So one of the cool things is you can say, you know, you're in the kitchen and you're listening to music.
Right.
You can ask Google to now transfer that music to the living room. And it just goes. You can also do that, by the way, with stuff you're watching.
Okay.
On the television. So if you've got a Chromecast or whatever, you can say, you know, move my cast to the living room.
Ah, and it was a shift to there.
And by the time you get there, it's already playing.
Okay.
So, what they're really doing, what they're trying to do at least, is to consolidate everything in a nice little home ecosystem so that everything works together. You can also use the the Nest Wi-Fi system as an intercom.
Ah, okay.
So let's say I gave it the name of bedroom and living room and kitchen.
Hello? Was that...
Hello? Was that one of us? Whatever. Bedroom and living room and kitchen. I can be sitting in the living room and say, call the kitchen and say, your program's about to start or, well, you know, whatever it is. So... You want to make sure that you name everything if you're going to use that. And it wasn't me, but it could have been me because for some reason
it sounded a lot like that that nice lady that comes from the fruit company.
I'm sorry, your mic is off, so I didn't hear any of that.
We had an interruption here in the studio that sounded a lot like we had triggered the very nice lady who lives in the cylinder or in your tablets or phones from the fruit company.
Yeah.
Whose name I don't want to say, lest everybody's device wake up. And
right. You've got Alaska, but you don't have a...
Shlomo.
Yeah. Somebody last week said they called them the A lady and the S lady.
Okay. Yes.
Which makes sense.
Yes, the S lady responded to us, we think. And now we just have to figure out which of our 2,000 devices we have here in the studio could possibly be
it. Well, the S lady, it's you. are you an Apple guy?
No, I don't. I think he's an Android person. But so I've turned off all my turnoffables. So, all right, a mystery for us to solve.
That's a mystery for us to solve.
Call in and tell us what you think it could be.
585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or of course, if you're pledging,
occupational hazard.
You can do that securely online at jazz901.org. See, that was a silent notification, so that wasn't me.
I keep mine off 99.9% of the time.
All right. You guys fill. I'm going to check my bag.
I have a program called Mute by Location. And I set it up so that when I go to specific places, the phone automatically goes off. So, you know, church and every movie theater in town and here and, you know, places like that, it automatically, I don't even have to worry about it, it automatically goes off. So it's that probably wasn't me. It turns into a vibrator, so
okay.
it doesn't ring. So
I will figure it out.
I'm sure
that's okay.
How many? What do you got? Like 50 devices that are,
don't get me started.
And I don't think I actually said. I might have said the word, the S word, which would trigger the S lady.
Yes, the four letter S lady.
Yeah. It's four letter S word.
All right, so we were talking about Google and their mesh Wi-Fi and how each of those devices is also a smart assistant.
So you can essentially intercom your entire home.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for those of you who live in an apartment is not a big deal. But for somebody like me, where I'm living in a 19th century mansion.
Sure.
Multiple floors. Yes. You know, something like that is actually pretty useful.
Yeah, so when you need to call Jeeves.
Yeah, right. I've joked about this for years. We do have maid's quarters in our attic.
Brilliant.
I don't know where the heck she is. I have never seen her.
Hello?
And pretty soon I'm just going to stop paying her.
Yeah. You keep knocking on the door, but nobody ever answers.
She's there.
I'm starting to think she just doesn't like us.
I think that's it. Nope. I can't talk and type anymore at the same time. So the mesh network, really, what's nice about that is that it's so easy to set up. All you do is say, okay, here you are, join the network, and it figures out everything. Because the mesh network, unlike the typical repeaters or enhancers or whatever, require no setup. They're a member of the system.
Right.
It figures out everything by itself. You're done.
Now, those repeaters in the old days used to incur a pretty significant performance penalty.
Yes, they did.
To do that. And what I'm seeing nowadays is that there's some new technology that allows mesh networks to not slow down when you set those up. And that's really interesting
to me. And there's two reasons. One is because there's a lot of crosstalk among devices when it's not a mesh network.
Right.
In a mesh network, pretty much everybody's equal.
Okay.
So nobody's in charge. So nobody's telling everybody else what to do all the time.
I see.
And the only time they talk to each other is when, for example, you say, you know, I want to do this in the living room now. And it says, okay, you're in charge of that now.
Right.
And it's pretty much that's it. There's also something called the back channel.
Okay.
And that's how the old technology communicates among itself. And the chatter on the back channels was often so intense, it overwhelmed the main signal.
Ah. Okay. So that's why the performance always felt pretty rough.
The performance was pretty rough. Now, I don't yet have... If everybody were to sign up for my newsletter and my app, I could buy one. But
and we'll happily tell you about it.
We will, but not right at this moment. What we'll tell you is that I am told
fair and unbiased.
Not
Google sending you things and expecting a review, but Consumer Reports or something else.
What I've done is now that I'm no longer in the newspaper, I'm creating a newsletter, an Ask Nick newsletter, Q&A, answering the questions. Same thing, same shtick I was doing in the newspaper.
Right. How often do those get released?
About once a week.
Okay.
I just sent out the last column is available. You get that on your own. But if there's something that is newsworthy, is important. Like, for example, don't install this month's Windows update.
Sure.
Which seems to be common.
Yeah, we're seeing that more and more.
Yeah. I will send that out separately.
Okay. And that's good information to have.
Well, and that's good information to have, and that's something I was not able to do in the newspaper.
Right. And obviously, you know, Microsoft's never going to tell you to not install something.
Right.
So you really need that independent eye that Nick can provide.
Well, and that's the thing that we here provide, as well as what I provided in the newspaper and now provide in my column, in my newsletter, is the fact that we don't have a bias. You know, we will happily talk about the new Apple products, the new Windows products, the new Google products.
Right.
We have our preferences. I prefer Chromebooks. Dennis prefers Macs. Michael prefers not talking to anybody about any technology because it makes him happier that way.
And we can do that.
And we can do that. But we have our preferences, but we don't have biases. So if you want to talk about Apple,
sure,
call us and ask us an Apple question. We're happy to answer it. A Windows question, we're happy to answer it. And
Chrome OS, no problem.
We'll talk about all of that stuff. And so consequently, because we don't have a bias, and frankly, because we're not making money off of this stuff.
Nope.
I'm not selling you anything. Dennis isn't selling you anything. Michael's not selling you anything. So if you come to us and say, which of these is preferable, if I say, well, tell me your circumstances, and then I suggest a Macintosh, it's not because I sell them and I'm going to make money on them. It's because I think that's the best thing for you at this time.
Right. Yep. We're going to find the best fit for what you need.
Right. And that's what my newsletter provides. That's what my column provided. That's what we provide you here on Soundbites. And we think, frankly, that's worth something.
Sure. That's a value. That has value.
That has value. And the way you show appreciation for that value at this time on this station is to make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Listen, a lot of you, I know this for a fact, a lot of you say, oh, I listen, when we're driving around doing errands all week.
Sure. Yeah, you're hitting up the grocery store. You're going over to the home improvement store. You're getting a new rake to get ready to rake all those leaves that are about to fall down.
Right. We know that you're listening in the car. Well, you know what? When you park to go into that store, take 90 seconds to become a member.
Yep. Hang on, honey. I just got to handle this before
you
we
go
walk
ahead
in.
Honey. I got to make a call.
I'll meet you
it's
there.
Right in the app too. You don't even.
You can do it right in the app. You don't even need to make a phone call. Just click the button in the app and it works. It's easy, it's fast, it's convenient, and it shows that you appreciate the fact that we're in here every week,
yep.
Rain or shine, providing you with the answers you need to get on with your lives and not spend all your time with this technology.
That's right.
We're ready to help you, but you need to help us too.
And it means the world to us.
And it really means the world to us. I'll tell you what. Right now, phones aren't ringing. Nobody's calling in. Now, I will say, if you're pledging online, normally the great Rob Linton, will be sending us text messages about who's signed up. But right now, I'm not going to get those text messages because Rob is on the road to Buffalo for an event. So we don't want him texting while he's driving.
No,
we do not
bad.
Want that.
That'll be bad.
So we don't know if you're doing that. So if you are, thank you so much. We very much appreciate it.
Yes.
But
will get your name and we will thank you.
We will thank you next week. We'll make sure to thank you next week.
Yes, we absolutely will. But we do need you to make that pledge and whichever way you do it, we need you to make that pledge. We want to stay on the air. And like I said, for me, this is this hit home. This last couple of weeks,
right?
With no longer being in the paper, it hit home to me.
Now wait a minute, Nick. When people want to make a pledge, do they have to do it while we are on the air talking?
Why, you know what, Dennis? They do not. They can call any daytime at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. But because we are in the 21st century, you can pledge securely online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From anywhere, right?
From anywhere on the planet or off it that you can get a signal.
Sure.
Jazz901.org or in the Jazz 90.1 app. And if you don't have the Jazz 90.1 app, man, are you missing out.
Now, that app, you can get that. That costs money, right? You have to go to the App Store and pay for it.
No, it is in the App Store, but it is 100%. Absolutely free.
No charge
and free.
Ah.
So you just go to the Apple App Store or the Google App Store.
Yep, Google Play.
And search for Jazz 90.1 and bang, there it is. Or you can hit the link on the Jazz 901 website, jazz901.org.
Uh-huh.
And you are on your way. And we have just a few minutes before the break, we can talk to Rick from Irondequoit, New York. Hiya, Rick. What's up?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. And I am a reoccurring member. Just made my pledge online.
Bless you, son. Bless you.
Well done.
Just a couple of, as you guys always say, quick questions, but maybe hard answers. with Google Chrome operating system and Chromebooks.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought or understood that, like, if I loaded or did a version, that then I would get updates for further versions. But
yes.
I had heard somewhere where it actually expires or a version is no longer used or something like that. Am I correct in
You are
I'm
absolutely
saying?
Correct.
Yeah, our industry has a word for that called deprecated.
Right. And what they do is Google provides 5 years of support from the day the platform, that particular platform, is introduced.
So if I get 1.0, 5 years later, it might be 2.0.
Well, at that point, frankly, we're on Google Chrome 75. Right.
Okay.
Now. So it updates pretty doggone regularly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it updates through the support, but then the support ends.
That's right.
Right. Basically what happened, and I have that, the laptop I have right now, and I've been waiting for the new Google, so I have to save my pennies for Pixelbook Go. But basically the idea is I got this laptop, what, 4.5 years ago? But it's a 5 year old platform now, so it has stopped updating. Normally, what happens is I'm using it, and I get a little notice at the bottom that an update is available.
Okay.
I can do one of two things: I can hit the button and update right now, or I can just leave it, finish work, and close my laptop. Next time I open it, instead of taking 8 seconds, it takes about 15 seconds because it does the update then. So I'm never inconvenienced by updates, ever.
So is it you're not necessarily then, when that newer version comes out, or you don't have to get a new machine?
No.
You would just download the operating system again?
No, you can't. This machine will no longer update because of the hardware.
I understand now.
It still works. I'm still using it, and I can continue to use it for the next 20 years if I want to.
Okay.
Or at least is how long the actual hardware itself lasts.
Right.
But I will be buying a new laptop simply because...
It's time.
Okay. But this is 5 years old. But I'll buy a new Chromebook. But the reality is that it updated for 5 years, basically in the background. I never had to pay attention to it, ever. And now that it's not updating, it isn't that it's unusable. It's just that I won't get new features.
I see. Okay, I understand now. I just assumed before that wasn't the case, that it was always just getting updates and you were always the newest type person with that and your machine. Not that you could use a machine forever, I understand.
Right, sure.
But you know what I'm saying, it just that there wasn't that five-year thing like it is with Windows and everything else.
Right, and part of the, and whatever the reasons are, you know, whatever, but... part of the reason certainly is the fact that 5 years down the road, hardware is entirely different.
Yes.
You know, and they want to add new features that may require a faster processor, a little more RAM, whatever it is. You know, the one I'm using here is a 2 gig machine. Well,
of storage.
If for the RAM.
Oh,
and,
sorry. Yes.
And 16 gig for storage.
Uh-huh.
If I were to buy a new one, it would be 8 gig for the RAM and 64 gig for the storage.
Right.
For about the same price.
Sure.
And obviously, having more RAM and more storage means that the operating system is freer to do new things.
Okay, I understand. Well,
yeah.
And like in my world, it seems like every time I go to buy something, the new thing comes out the next day.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, and that's the beauty of the Chromebook. You know, if you buy the new one... Right.
The one that just got announced.
You can buy a 3 year old Chromebook and you only get 2 years of updates.
Right. Okay.
But if you buy the brand new one, you will be the number one guy for 5 years.
Oh boy, I got to talk to my wife.
There you go. take a look. Actually, if you go to, I think it's just google.com/Chromebooks, right. I think.
And don't
Chromebook
the,
was singular.
The holidays are just around the corner, so if you want to start dropping hints.
And you can learn all about the Chromebooks and what they do and how they are. And Google tells you a bunch about the different, about Chrome OS itself. And you can take a look at the various Chromebooks. There's a Shop Chromebooks button on the site. And so you can see all of the things that it does. And, of course, you know, you can buy Chromebooks anywhere from $200 to $1,500.
Right.
Right. So you got to hit your mark there. All right. I'm afraid that music tells me we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We are going to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dennis Worster, Michael Oden, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 30 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great and Truly Grateful to You as we continue to be member supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dennis Worster.
And I'm Michael Oden.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And do we still have Rick on the line? Is that what we got?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, hey. What's up, Rick?
My second question real quick is on the Google Photos. I hear you guys talk about those and the unlimited storage and stuff like that. Does that also go for, we'll say, short videos? You know, I mean, not an hour video, but... You know, short videos, if I put them in the Google Photos area, that it's the same thing with, you know, unlimited and that kind of stuff?
It does not appear to be, space? No. If it's a video, it takes up space. If it's a photo, you have two choices. One is to save it in the original format, which may, well...
Original resolution.
Original right? resolution.
All the detail.
Right, which may or may not take up storage. Or save it in the in a slightly slow lower format,
yeah.
Optimized format that does take no space, and it depends on what phone you have. So, for example, I have a Pixel phone. All of my photos are automatically free. No, they take up no storage space, even at their highest resolution.
Okay, but
that's because I have a Pixel phone.
Right, I have an Android, and I. To be honest, I don't know what the settings are for what the video is. I've never changed anything.
Right.
But they do, I believe they still do go to the Google place to hold them, or Google Cloud, if you will.
Right. One of the nice things is that even with any phone, you can set up Google Photos to automatically upload your photos to, to the web. And that's a really nice feature. Because what it does is it means that, you know, one of the things we talk about all the time is backup.
It's true.
The problem is so many people take precious photos with their phones. Grandchildren, kids, dogs, cats, whatever. And then they just sit there on the phone. And what's easier to lose than a phone?
Yeah.
So if it is automatically backing up to the cloud, you've got at least a copy of it up there. And like I said, you can set it up in the settings for Google Photos. You can say, I want, when you upload a photo, you have a choice of original, which is full resolution and accounts against your quota.
Or extra tasty crispy.
Or extra tasty crispy.
No, I'm joking.
Or high quality, which is free unlimited storage. And it's a slightly reduced file size. Now, quite frankly, 99% of people only ever look at pictures on their phone anymore.
Yes, that's true.
So why not use the slightly reduced file size since you're not going to see the full resolution on your phone anyway? And now you've got free unlimited storage.
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct.
Yeah, it's win-win all the way around. So, excuse me. Check to make sure that you are uploading them. Check to make sure that you're using high quality, not original. Now, I can use original because I have a Pixel phone, so I get that automatically.
Okay.
But check to make sure that you know which resolution you're using. And as Dennis said, you can always check how much space you have left of your 15 gig. Mm-hmm. I actually have 16.7 gig left of my 15 gig.
Wow. That's because a remarkably large amount of gig.
It's a large amount of 15 gig. Because back in the day when you first started with them, every year Google gave you an extra 2 gig if you took a security test.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have 19 gig, not right. 15 gig.
Yes, you've been padding.
Yeah, I pad it. And you can, of course, buy storage for not very much money.
It's surprising how little these companies are charging for storage these days.
100 gigabytes of space for $2 a month. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Especially when it's available with high-speed access and from all your different devices.
Now, for that, by the way, Rich, you can upload 100 gigabytes of video.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's something you need to do, $2 a month is not a lot of money.
No, that's a couple of candy bars.
I don't have enough video to do that, but...
Well, not yet.
But the idea is you can if you ever need to.
Yeah, right.
Gives you options.
I want to make a full-length feature movie.
There you go.
You'd be all set.
then you're going to need many terabytes, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, guys, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's I advocate that everybody, whether you're on an Android phone or an iPhone, that you use Google Photos, because being able to store your pictures without having to think about it, because we're all human and we make mistakes.
Sure.
To be able to do it automatically without thinking about it and have that second copy available to you.
Yep, get those off your phone.
Is an utterly beautiful thing.
That's right.
All right. We have...
The other thing you can do is you can also have your spouse sign up for that same account and have her dump her photos from her phone. That way all your family stuff ends up in the same place.
And the other thing is you can put them into folders and then share the folders with people. I have a folder for family photos, mm-hmm. and I have shared it with my wife and my daughter, my sister-in-law, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And so any photos that I take of, you know, whoever,
right.
They go up in there. Everybody gets a notice automatically.
And it's never been easier to turn those into actual prints either.
Both Apple and Google
sure.
let you buy photo books
uh-huh.
or calendars.
Yeah, like hardcover bound books.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even if you just want a print of one of your photos, you can take it from that storage area, from
right.
Google Photos, and your local drugstore has a website where you can upload the photo, pay for it with your credit card, and just drive over and pick it up.
Yep.
And you can do that same day.
Or you can put it on a thumb drive. The
sure.
Soundbites 2 gigabyte thumb drive.
That would be perfect.
We're holding an awful lot of those pictures.
That's right.
Take it to the local place and stick it in the machine and bang, you're done.
That's right.
All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Larry from Rochester, New York. What's up, Larry? Nope. Not. Sorry, Larry. I don't know what we did to you.
Give us a call back.
Give us a call back. It's our fault. Probably Larry got tired.
Yeah, it's probably my fault.
We'll get that figured out.
Michael is taking the blame. Michael's taking one for the team. And you can give one to the team. You can call 5. Wow.
Smooth.
King of the segue.
Put the B in subtle right there.
Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299.
We should do a third hour. You're just getting warmed up.
I am just getting warmed up. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 to pledge and keep us on the air. And of course, you can pledge securely online. Jazz901.org or right through the Jazz 90.1 app. It's easy. It's convenient. It's simple.
I'm going to go get it right now.
Go get that app. How do you not have that app already?
Good question.
Once you have that app, there's an amazing amount of stuff in there that's very cool.
It turns out I did have it.
See, there you go. And if you go through there, you'll see there's an amazing amount of stuff that you can find in that app. Oh, right?
Would you look at that?
You'll find that there's... you get Swingin' Blues Radio, which mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. Where I was. It's going to start the music. No. I can stop that. Okay. You get news right there at the top. Donate. There
sure.
it is. Doesn't come any easier than that.
It's easy.
Right. And you get you see if you're a jazz listener, and why wouldn't you be? It's the best music on earth. You can actually follow the Jazz 90.1 playlist, the last 25 things that were there. If you're listening to the Swingin' Blues online, you can do that right through the app. You can also see their playlist. If you scroll down, you'll find that the Soundbites archives are there. And on weeks that Steve is here, there's the Soundbites cam. And that takes you actually to the radio stream.
Yep.
And the YouTube.
Yeah, we don't have the cameras when I'm here. It's in my contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis.
I've got a face for radio.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't wish to be recognizable.
That's right.
He has enough people at work.
Oh. You have no idea.
I do have an idea. Believe me, I have an idea. But we have the ability to pledge and keep us on the air, and that's what this is about. We don't make any. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing this free.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I thought
I've got to start reading this contract.
You got to read your contracts more carefully if you can find a contract for this.
Good luck.
But we don't get paid. We don't get paid at all, and all the money that comes in when you pledge goes to keep this show on the air. How great is that? Every time you listen to this show, you know that we're on the air because of you. It
right.
is that direct a correlation.
Yep, and we're here because we want to be, not because we're paid to be.
Right.
We're here because we like doing what we do.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, most of the time.
That's the best way to do
this. Everybody has ups and downs, but we do what we love, and we're happy to answer your questions, to talk about things that you want to learn about, to talk about things that that you want to share with us. The best thing that ever happens is when people call us and ask a question, but then the next caller says, yeah, I've got an answer for that question.
That's my favorite part of this show.
That's so wonderful. We love that. We should come up with a name for that, whatever that is. But,
yeah, we should. Not right now, because we're going to talk to Jim from Greece, New York. Hiya, Jim. What's up?
Hi, this is not a direct computer problem question, but okay. I'm going to bounce it off for you and see what you say. I have a goodly collection of old LPs.
Uh-huh.
Haven't listened to them in years. Thought I'd get around to maybe putting some of them, some of these go back to the early 60s. I wanted to put some of them on CDs so I could listen to them in my through my system at home, and also, more importantly, in my car.
Right.
Okay. So the first thing I had to do was acquire a turntable. I did that.
Good.
I have Roxio Easy CD, DVD burner, Mod 2, or I guess that's what it means. The turntable has a direct USB input into my computer.
Okay.
Right.
My computer is a relatively new i3 type purchase. Well, manufactured locally also.
All right.
And I have, of course, a DVD D drive.
Right.
Here's my situation. I can very successfully burn my LPs onto a CD, and I have here Sony CDRs, 700 meg discs, and I can play them back through my DVD drive and my computer.
Okay.
And I go through that final step when you, seems like when you go to eject, you get a little window notifying you that it's setting the CD, the disc up to be played other
right,
players.
It's finalizing it, they call it.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
They call it finalizing.
Okay, okay. Well, here's the situation. It won't play through my hi-fi system. I have a very old Denon. I think it's a DCM 290 player. And, of course, it won't play in my car. I emailed a friend of mine who's fairly knowledgeable in this stuff. He said that I have to use the WAV format. It seems that this program defaults to MP3. That didn't work. WAV doesn't work.
Right.
Talked to somebody at the local big box store where I bought my turntable, he said I should be using, what is it, WMA, Windows Media.
Yeah, okay, hold on. That's all of that is nonsense.
I'm going to have to hang on a second.
What? What did he say?
He says he's going to have to hang on.
So, on
okay. So they're all incorrect.
Hello?
Hi.
Yep. So we have an answer for you.
We have an answer for you. Are you there?
All right.
Here's the issue. There are two separate ways that you can burn a CD. One is simply by moving the files over to the CD. You can put dozens, if not hundreds, of songs on a CD. But playing them requires a CD player that plays MP3 files. The other way to do it is to burn a standard audio CD, which only plays about a dozen songs.
Right.
But is playable on any device. So, I'm not familiar with the software you're using in particular, but you will find there are two ways to burn a CD. Usually they are called a data CD and an audio CD. And the one you want is audio CD, and you can really tell the difference because if it lets you put more than about a dozen songs on it, it's not an audio CD.
Okay. Well, obviously, I don't have those discs. And we definitely seem to have a problem here. I'm having difficulty. I've got to find the speaker of my phone, and it's not improving things for me. It sounds like, where can I find these? Can I burn directly to these audio discs?
Yes, the software that you use.
You said that was Roxio, the Roxio software?
DVD Creator.
Yeah, the software that you use should have two different settings on it. One is to create what's called an audio CD, and the other is creating a data CD. It sounds like you've been creating a data CD, and what you want to create is an audio CD.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm doing. One of the options is create CDs for LPs and whatever the other option was. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm doing.
All right, but double check that because if you do it the other way and you don't have a player that will allow you to do that, right? Your program has something called Music Disc Creator. Is one of the choices?
I'm really sorry, but this is I'm barely saying. I'll go back to the back to my phone now rather than the speaker on it. Let me do some more. I'll go back into that program and look for that that option. And
yeah, you should see something called Music Disc Creator, or something along that line, and that's the thing that you really want to make sure you're using. Because, like I said, what it sounds like is because you can play all the songs on the computer, but not on anything else, that you've made the data CD. Which is a great way to save an awful lot of songs on a very few CDs. But unless... Yeah. Now, for example, my car does play MP3 CDs.
Right.
So I can do that. But many cars cannot. So you would not be able to play those there, even though they will play fine on your computer.
Mm. Yeah. So you'll have to take a look at your car, maybe your car stereo manual, and find out what the car stereo is capable of. And then... develop a disc that matches that.
Right.
I see.
That may be your limiting factor.
Got it?
Okay. But I got a little more work to do then.
Yeah, a little bit more. But you're on your way. You're most of the way there. It's just a matter of format.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good luck on that. And we want to thank Jerry.
Ooh.
For
why? What did he do?
His generous donation. Well, what he did was he called and made a pledge. Did you know that we're in a pledge drive?
Wait. Right now?
Right this minute, we are in a pledge drive.
Do people need to do?
Well, it's simple. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299.
Did Jerry do that?
He did that. He may have called toll-free at 1-800-790-0415.
Did he talk to Linda?
He talked to Linda, the lovely Linda, who has graciously given up the middle of her Saturday to help us out here. And frankly, she's pretty bored. Nobody's calling her. And we were hoping... She's lonely, Linda. We were hoping at the beginning of the show, remember I said I would like to make $2,000.
Yes, yes. Are we close?
You remember that at the start of the second hour, I said I hope we can make $1,000.
Yes.
We're nowhere near any of that.
So there's still time then?
There's still plenty of time, however. There's still about 6-7 minutes.
Okay.
For you to make that call. And
you
can
get us up over.
Less than two of those. You can get us over the top.
That would be awesome.
585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org or through that Jazz90.1 app you just downloaded.
Right. And if we get up over 1,000, then Nick will do a dance.
I will do a dance next week when you can actually see it.
Ah, even better.
I promise that I will do that, but you have to get there and do it.
Okay. So Linda's ready. The website's ready. The app's ready.
We're all ready.
We just need you.
We just need you. And I'm just looking to see where you can donate. You can support Jazz 90.1. It's the very first thing on the
in the app
on the list. You can donate and get yourself on the list. Remember, the minute you donate,
yes,
you're smarter, you're happier,
mm-hmm,
your teeth are whiter,
yes,
you're more sexually attractive to whichever sex you prefer to be attracted to.
Sure.
And you walk taller.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spring in your step. It's the single best thing you can do for yourself.
Wow.
Make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org or through the Jazz90.1 app.
Yes, and we will be so nice to you. And we will continue to be here and answer your computer questions every week. And we'll do everything it takes to do that.
All right. That tells me that we are at the end of another show. I want to thank everybody who called in today. That was great. Charles and Jason and Donald and Larry and Jerome and David and Jerry.
Cool.
I want to thank all the people who called in last week, the two Davids and everybody else. I want to thank Michael Oden, who just did amazing work on the phones today.
That's true.
He was great. And I want to thank Dennis Worcester, who just took part of his Saturday off to come in here and join me.
Hey, it
beats
yard work.
Save me from being alone. Save you from hearing nobody but right. He didn't have to do yard work.
That's right.
Sorry, honey. Got to go in.
Radio. What can I say?
So thank you all. And we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great. And truly grateful to you that we can continue to be here because we are member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in just 166 hours.